Mr. James Seddon, mathematics and science teacher at the Hutchins School.
Tell me what we can see here.
Okay, what we can see here is the igloo, which is Arnett's mobile planetarium. And in the planetarium, we can take visitors through a guided tour of the known universe.
It does, in fact, look like a giant black igloo. What is it made of, and how big is it?
It's made of a similar material to jumping castles, but on the inside it's very smooth, and we're able to project up a 180-degree image onto the inside sphere of the dome.
Where are these images coming from, and what are we seeing?
The images that we're seeing are coming from NASA's database of all of the planets, moons, stars, comets and asteroids, galaxies that make up our universe.
So we can see what the universe used to look like, and it can go a bit forward in time as well.
That's correct. So we can, using Newtonian laws of motion and gravity, we can look forward into the future where planets are going to be and see when they align. And we can also look back in time. And that's when a lot of the astronomical data is coming to us from. We can actually look 14 billion years back into the past at the beginning of the universe.
So how does this sort of learning experience help the kids?
Well, in terms of astronomy, we're actually able to make it a lot more interactive than just looking in a textbook at pictures. We're able to go and look at the different things that the students might be interested in. They can ask questions along the way, and it's a lot more interactive, and the students feel that they can see things a little bit more clearly, and they get a better idea of what's happening in our solar system and beyond.
It does look pretty exciting. Does it appeal to the big kid in you as well?
It definitely appeals to the big kid in me.
Tom here is a student at Hutchins in Year 11. Tom, what did you think when you first went inside this igloo?
I found the igloo very impressive. It allows us to have a different learning experience, which is visual and hands-on. So it allows us to learn more into what's going to be things like in the future. So learning experiences are going to evolve in the next few years, which will allow us to learn more and kind of grow.
So you think this sort of interactive experience is indicative of the classrooms of the future?
Yeah, I find that classrooms in the future will be a lot more hands-on. I personally find my learning experience better hands-on. So what Hutchins has done has allowed people like me to experience a new way of learning. Also, the learning experience is also visual as well as hands-on, so you kind of incorporate lots of different learning experiences.
What did you think?
We're growing up in a society which is very much revolved around technology, as in like social media and stuff, and I think the use of the igloo at Hutchins is a great way to get hands-on, and it's a very appealing way of learning.
Manoli, what did you think when you first stepped inside this?
When I first stepped inside, it was very different, I guess. It's more got a visual aspect than basically you can tell that technology is changing, and it was just a very big surprise when all the different schools came to, like Mount Nelson came to Hutchins, and they just had a bit of a blast saying, oh cool, this is like a new thing, and they're getting excited.
I was just sort of marvelling at the scale of the demonstration in there. Like, we started off on Earth, but zooming out quite rapidly, it was amazing to see just how broad our whole universe is. The 3D representation of stuff that we've discovered is just amazing.
You're in grade 12.
Yeah.
Would you have ever imagined back in grade 1 that you might have a learning experience like this?
Nothing like this. I mean, it's always sort of been a fantasy that you sort of go into a room and look around and the sort of the real world falls away and there's this sort of alternate experience that you've got there. But no, I never imagined that I'd be able to experience something like this.
The classroom environment has changed a lot in your time at school.
Yeah, it definitely has.
Baxter, you're in grade 6?
Yes.
What did you like most about this?
Well, it was cool because we were lying down and we looked up and it just zoomed out really, really fast. And we got to see all the planets and all the different asteroids and the satellites. And we went past that and saw all these amazing different coloured stars and like giant gas chamber things. And we just kept on going out and out and out. And then it was just so cool because it was like everything about the world and all of the planets, and it was just so cool.
Being so young, you'd probably be a bit of a digital native. You've grown up in a world where all of this is quite common.
Yes.
What about it in particular and about digital technology really interests you?
Well, it's like it helps people learn better, and back a long time ago they used to not have this kind of stuff, so they didn't know as much as they do now. and it's so much better because now you can understand things and easier, and it's a fun way of learning, and the funner it is, the better, because then people will listen, and around my age, they really, really like it.
And what do you want to do?
I want to become a zoologist when I'm older, so a scientist, yeah. And I also want to do a lot of things, and like Richard Branson, where you get to make companies and then go on to other companies and make more stuff and get to do more than just one thing.
It's very ambitious. Good luck.
Thanks.